Gonna turn the recorder on for minutes.
Okay.
We'll go around the table, introduce ourselves for the record, and then you will have 15 minutes to tell us what you think the value is and why. And then at the end, the board will go recess and go into deliberative session, come up with a decision on whether to raise the value, leave it the same, or lower it. And then the town will send by certified mail a result of grievance notice. Okay? So let's go around the table. We can start with Charlotte.
Charlotte Gardner.
Mike Keller.
David Coates.
Helen Coates Bailey.
Gladys Coates.
Carrie Barrows.
And Robert Vickery. Okay.
Okay.
So, before we start, can you tell us how you did it, what you did?
Sure. So, basically, the land goes on the land schedule. Same thing with the frontage. It's the same grading that we used last time on that land schedule. So I think we had an effective frontage, but we use the same grading that we established back in 2011 during those appeals. The building, again, was the same replacement cost less depreciation of the house. Yep. And then the leases, that is based on what we apply to all the lease properties in town for the lease sites. So HVL, all those, that's the same value for the lease sites. The boat slips, again, it's the same boat slips we're using for the other marinas. As far as the value for the boat slips, and so that's really the sums up
so
the entirety.
Try to make it easy for us. So how much for the marina?
For the boat slips and the marina.
$252,000. $252,000.
Okay.
So we cross that off.
That's okay.
So let's talk about. We have the houses.
Farmhouse. It's the lease site lake.
No,
okay, that's okay. Part of the farmhouse is in that number.
Are we okay with the farmhouse?
Yes. Aren't we okay with the farmhouse?
I think so.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. How much is the farmhouse?
$383,000. Replacement cost less depreciation.
That's less depreciation.
Okay. Mm-hmm. So we're okay.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we're okay with the farmhouse.
Okay. So now let's talk about leases.
Okay. So the leases, we have 37 leases, where the value we determined per lease was $100,000 per lease.
Yeah.
Well, there's a couple of things, right? So HVL, we had their leases income approach based on the waterfront ones, what they're getting for waterfront. Cap expenses, less depreciation, or less expenses, capitalize it, come up with a value. We also looked at the...
So you use the releases.
That's, yep.
And you subtracted some expenses,
mm-hmm.
And you capped it,
mm-hmm.
And you came up with a number. What's that number?
I'd have to look. It's not on this page. I'd have to look it up. We did that as a backup to show these values.
The
non-lakeshore was 50,000 a site. Yep.
And so if you get, how do you get $5,000 a year? How does that equal $100,000?
Well, I'm just, you didn't let me finish.
Okay.
So the other part of this is looking at what camps sell for on the lake, right, that are on leased land. And then camps selling for that are on fee simple that own the land and what the difference is and the difference in value. So that's part of it as well.
Okay.
So there's.
So we got camps without leases that is what they sell for,
mm-hmm.
And camps on the lake on lease property and what they sell for.
Yep.
And the difference is.
And there's a difference, and that difference can range from $100,000 to $250,000. So part of when you buy a camp on lease land, you know this, you're buying the camp, and you're buying part of the rights to the land as part of the purchase of the camp. The dirt on the underneath is the value on the land and the remaining value for the lease. So
if they have sales down there at Coast Island, wouldn't that be indicative of what the camp's worth plus the value of the lease to the lease?
Yeah, so if the camp sells, that's on the lake, that's on leased land, you add the land value to it. Coast Island?
No, any sales on Coast Island. Is that what you said?
Not that I can think of off the top of my head, no.
Well, we have one
in process.
One in process, yeah. But there hasn't been one for a couple of years.
Yeah. I couldn't think of one. I can't think of one off the top of my head.
Is it on the market now?
It's under deposit.
It's under deposit, okay. Yes.
And what's that one?
Oh, it's right at the beginning.
What number is it?
This is it.
Oh, this is the one here?
I don't have any addresses. It was Mariner's Way or something like
yeah,
that.
Yeah, but that's not what it is. Yeah, it's
I don't know what it is.
East Lake Shore?
East Lake Shore.
Can you tell us what you're asking?
Yeah, they
are 309,000. 309,000,
okay.
On East Lake Shore?
West Lake Shore?
It's 71 West Island.
West.
West Island.
So what do we have that property assessed for?
Yeah. We looked. I think it's assessed for $304,000. Gladys, okay. I think you looked it up for me.
Yes.
And they paid, they bought it 73 years ago for $290,000.
Yep.
And I think they had a deposit down at $349,000.
Oh yeah.
Just a couple weeks ago, but this may have some effect on that. I don't know.
This was that property.
I mean, because it's under the town's appraisal might have some effect on it. So, I mean, you guys would know better than I.
This was Carol Hinkle's.
Originally it was Carol Hinkle's.
So 304,000, 309,000. They're asking.
It's assessed for 304,000. They're asking 309 under deposit. Yeah. 309.
Yeah, 304,900.
So that tells me that what that person's buying is the right to the leasehold improvement of the camp and the rights to lease the land. Mm-hmm. Right? It's all that package is right there.
Mm-hmm.
So the question is what's left?
Mm-hmm.
And what's less is the money he gets for his lease. But there's no magic about this and that, $150,000 or whatever it is. How do you get there?
Well, what's left is what he gets for the lease, right? What you get for the lease should be what's left, but the lease is, if you're undervaluing the lease, then you're not matching what the actual land value is. And there's more to just the site that's on part of Marble Island or Coates Island. So Coates Island is much bigger than just the 37 leases.
The reality is, these people have an interest in their camp and their lease.
Mm-hmm.
He has an interest in what he gets for their lease.
Mm-hmm.
And there's nothing else. There's no magic in it. There's nothing else anywhere. Nowhere.
Right, but if you're not asking market value for the lease, then you're undervaluing your land.
So now, tell me about that. What do we have for rents? Where is he low?
Well, you said $5,000 a year.
I don't know what it is.
I gave you all the information.
Yeah, I don't have
it. But I'm asking you, what are you comparing it to?
So ideally, the market value for the lease would be the remaining value in the land. So if the camp on land, let me just, the camp.
I'm just asking, rents do you have that show that his rents are low? Period.
Right. So HVL, they're around $10,000 a year on the lake.
Hockey?
Yes.
How long is it, their leases?
20 years. With three, with escalators per year, and then they're renewable.
Can they mortgage his leases?
No, I don't believe so. No, but there's also more value in the land the shorter the lease, because you have more control of the land. So you can remove the people within 5 years. HVL is stuck to a 20-year lease that they can't remove the person for 20 years. So there's more value in the land for having a shorter lease.
Remove people?
Mm-hmm. Just once.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe twice.
Well, we didn't really remove them. They removed themselves and never showed up again.
Yeah.
No.
How many years?
Oh, 10 or more. Yeah. Probably at least 10 years.
But the right is there. But the right is there. The right to remove them is there. So it doesn't matter if there's a precedent or not. The right is there.
Yeah. The lease is the lease, too.
Mm-hmm.
Doesn't matter what you think about it.
Yeah. I mean, yeah. So the market lease, and you would agree with me, Mike, right, is the market lease would be the remaining value on the land. So if the camp sells and they own the land is owned in fee, that camp sells for, say, $600,000, not $300,000. So the remaining land is $300,000. So the lease should match that value, but it doesn't.
So what you're telling me is that the campers sell for a lot more money at his place because their rents are so low.
They can, yeah, sure.
And is that true?
I would have to compare the...
But
we haven't had a sale on Coates Island for a while.
I didn't ask them. What did you compare the camps for in Coates Island? What did you use for comparables?
Well, we would have used all the other lease camps.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Other camps? We would have used... leases?
Well, if that's the only market that we have, Mike.
All right.
Mike, if we don't have sales on Coates Island for camps, what are we going to use to do the market comparison? What are we going to use? So we have to go the next best thing, which would be HVL camps.
I understand what you're saying. I don't disagree with that. However,
I think you did pretty good.
I'm not sure to compare the leases properly.
No, I know. And I think we did pretty good. If there's one that's being sold for $309, we have it at $304. I think we made a pretty good adjustments on those, but time will tell.
I think you got a problem.
Well, what do you think the value is?
I just got into this right now.
I told you what the value was. Andrew asked me, and I told him $3 million.
If
$3
million? Wants me to,
is that we have the last large piece of land that sold in Colchester sold for $3.5 million. It was 10 acres and 400 feet of frontage. So that was a few years ago. And that's the problem we're having is 63 acres, 68 acres with over a mile of frontage. And you're looking at the last sale was $3.5 million for those 10 acres.
But
do you understand what I'm saying? It's like you can look only at the leases and say, oh, it's only the leases, but it's not just the leases, it's the value of the land.
68 acres and all the water, because he gets X number of jobs in leases. There's a tradition there.
Yeah, I agree.
And if he broke that tradition, he'd have 40 lawsuits against him, and you know that as well as I do.
I understand, yeah.
And he would never get out of court. he'll drag his dime all over the place.
Yeah, and there's...
It'll cost him more money than the assessment. Yeah.
And there is precedent in town for landowners closing their leases.
Yeah, how many? Two or three?
Munchin. Yeah, that's the only name I can...
I mean, that was 28.
Make sure to drive.
28 camps plus 10. 28 camps and then 10 more on the lake.
Wow. You compare Munchin to the Colts.
Wasn't the lake falling down?
There was an issue where they had, in their lease, they had to. Yeah. And then, and now Munchin's condominiumized all of that, and he's selling them as condominiums.
I remember the bank was after him, too. Everybody was after him. It had nothing to do with this.
No, but he's right.
Nothing at all.
The market value is
that about what?
What you have to go by.
I understand. I'm not arguing with that.
And I think the question is the market value only the value that's recovered from the leases, or is it something greater? I think it's something greater.
Well, this might just prove it. That's okay.
Yeah. I mean, I don't, my job is to try to be fair to the entire town, and I want to be, and I also want to be fair to the coaches, because it's an institution in town that's important for the town as well. So, you know, I'm trying to walk this fine line and get it right. That's what I want to do. So.
That's what
we're
here for.
Yeah, exactly.
So did you use any of that information that I gave you?
I have it. I didn't bring it in here today because I didn't actually see you on the schedule today, so I apologize. That was my... I thought you were coming in.
Nothing changed. I mean, we gave you all of this.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Right after we talked.
Yeah.
All the information but you wanted.
At this point, I don't make the change. The Board of Listers that makes the change. So.
Well, you took out the 32.5 for the... moorings.
Yes.
You made that.
Yeah, that was a data correction, yeah.
Now you adjusted my personal property.
Yep.
$20,000, I think it was.
Yeah, and I think...
For a new roof.
Yep.
Which I just had put on, and it cost $20,000.
Oh, I love that, Helen. good choice.
They just finished it last night.
Yeah, so between the time when we sent out the preliminary notices and the actual change of assessment notices, I can make those changes. Once the change of assessment notices go out, which went out the 12th, I can no longer make the changes without the Board of Listers.
Mm-hmm.
So that's the difference.
So it's good you came in.
Well, yeah, because we kind of tried to get you and you never responded to me. So.
We've already done over 150 appeals, and we have at least another 150 to go. And he's been staying here some nights until 10 or 10:30.
I know how busy he is.
So I apologize on his behalf because we can't even reach him. I did call him late last night on his cell phone and he was still here.
Well, we are understanding of the situations. Yeah. We've all been in situations where we've had to work a lot harder than we wanted to sometimes and had it at a difficult time. So we appreciate all that you do. We do.
Well, this is good. That's why we're going to deliberate.
Mm-hmm.
And you'll get a certified letter.